Thanks for joining us today on Cece and Doc Talk, where we talk about everything under the sun. You never know quite what you're going to get, but you'll always be entertained. Today, we're going to talk about us.
Who's us?
Cece and Doc, the dynamic duo.
So I'm Amy, also known as Doc. I have more credentials than my name is long, including a PhD. I used to be funny, I used to be smart, and now I'm just almost retired. So if I don't talk into the ether and talk into some sort of space or have conversations with Cece, all of this knowledge just might go to waste.
That's funny. Well, I'm not even sure how to follow that. So I'm Cece. I'm a serial entrepreneur. Don't see that as a bad word. And I am happily trying to be semi-retired, but it doesn't always work because Doc over there is always re-recruiting me into the things that we do, quote, for a living, which is executive coaching. We are also authors. We're leadership and development experts, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody wants to hear about that.
You know, that's what their credential says. You are a Jill of all trades, master of all.
Thank you for not saying master of none.
Well, and you also are, you're a geek light.
I am.
And you take that as a badge of honor because you get into all of this technology stuff, an electronic hoarder, because we have more stuff and more storage and backup of how to have access and storage and whatever.
But it's all electronic clutter, so, you know, nobody really sees it.
I can't imagine what your brain looks like.
Oh my gosh. You don't even want to be in my brain. The committee in my head is just constantly busy and that thing never turns off.
So let's turn into temperament for a moment. I am the artisan. I'm the typical risk-taking, outgoing. See that mountain over there? Let's climb to the other side. Let's see what it looks like, even if there might be a little bruising and damaging along the way. You know, I used to have like the Veterans of Amy's Weekends club.
We used to try to send people home not injured after Amy got done with them.
But everybody has a lot of fun.
They really, really do. You know, actually, that makes me think, how many houses have we had? So you and I have been together for 20 years, coming up on 20 years, right?
Yeah.
How many houses have we had in 20 years? So we had Colorado Springs.
Do we really want to just, about eight.
Sure.
Let's just summarize
about
it.
About eight. And some we had at the same time. In fact, at one point we had, was it three at the same time? And
yeah, well,
and
because we can't make up our minds. The problem is not us. It's not like we are, you know, real estate barons, because you have to make money at them for that. At least that's what Cece
we just owned the houses. We didn't make any money off of them.
No, but we couldn't figure out where we wanted to live, what we were doing, got transferred to Denver with my job. I knew Denver wouldn't be permanent because I'm not a city girl. And so then I got really upset one day. We bought a condo in Mexico.
We were going to live there.
We were going to actually be expats and go there. And then we ended up going to a friend's graduation up in the mountains, bought a cabin up there. Then we sold Mexico. Then we sold Denver, moved into the cabin. Now we have a different place. Yeah,
bought a piece of property on the river in that town, thinking we were going to build on that, decided not to. And now we're in the middle of nowhere in Southern Colorado on 111 acres
until we figure out the rest of our life.
Exactly.
Or phase
for a little while anyway. So this podcast is just such an eclectic thing. I mean, we are going to talk about everything under the sun because we do that on a regular basis. It's how we live. Amy was talking about temperament. I am more the chameleon, so I ride the line between introversion and extroversion. I am somewhat of an empath. If you've ever heard the term HSP, highly sensitive person, I am also that. This is the first time I'm admitting that publicly because I know that there is a perception around that isn't always positive, but believe it or not, about 20% of the population is HSP. I also have equally right-brained and left-brained, and so I am just truly a hot mess is what I am. But that explains a lot, our you know, changing of homes and then, of course, my entrepreneurial nature. I've started I don't know how many businesses, while maintaining one business for almost the last 20 years. But
yeah, you've had one consistency.
I have.
In all of that.
But I get bored with that, and then I have to go off and find something else. So yeah. The topics of discussion are going to be everything from our careers, as well as the metaphysical.
Well, we have a lot of leadership and development and executive development experience in that. So
we do
and
the
training.
boring business stuff, and we're going to cover some of that. We've written
and
a couple books.
And then we go to the existential, spiritual, religious, not religious,
metaphysical.
Yeah, you know, carry rocks in your pocket.
Yeah, crystals.
Side.
Crystals and
healing energies,
right, and totems and et cetera.
And we talk about money and your relationship with money, as well as just relationships and communication.
We do.
And one of the reasons we started to think about this is because we did a road trip to pick up your mom this last summer because of the pandemic, and it was 40 hours round trip, and we never ran out of things to talk about. I mean, then we had to bring her back, so another 40 hours. And
well, in 20 years, we haven't run out of things to talk about. In fact, and before that, because we knew each other 3 years before we actually got together as a couple. And that might be the topic of another podcast, how we actually got together. But for 23 years, all we've done is talk with one another.
We have very deep conversations. And of course, we're both trained coaches. So we ask very pivotal, deep, challenging questions. And then we sit and listen and make the other person answer. Which some people don't like, but we go deep, we go shallow.
Some of our conversations will be about life events. We actually have some life events happening right now. Some of them are pretty significant. And so we'll be sharing that in a future podcast.
And go through the emotional side of this, that, you know, we've decided to say, well, not say, oh, I'm so sorry you're going through that, but it's okay to say, oh, that just really sucks. Because sometimes that's how you feel about it.
Well, that's
but, you
a
know,
setup.
The politically correct thing is you have to say, oh, my condolences, I'm so sorry, all those things. But no, what I want to say is that just sucks. And so, you know, we want to be real and authentic.
And now we're gonna leave you hanging until the next podcast
soon.
Or two to share that information. But anyway,
the other thing to know about us is that we're Type C personality. There's the Type A, right, which is all wound up in control of things or want to be in control of things. And then there's the Type B, which is a little bit more laid back, let things happen. You know, trust in the earth and all that. And so Cindy and I are Type C, which is a Type A trying to be a Type B.
We try really hard. We also create a ton of chaos in our lives, just a ton. And we're good at it. We're just really good at it. And we just keep saying we need to simplify and we need to just be. And what we've realized is we don't know how to be.
I'm very busy doing nothing. Very busy doing nothing.
Except you're always doing something. In fact, Amy is in constant motion. Doc never stops moving. She never stops creating projects. She never stops. I mean,
I'm definitely the handy person.
I'm always creating a project on the computer or on my iPad or, you know, the logo for our podcast, et cetera, but she is always doing something. So,
and Cindy has been banned from brushing her teeth and walking around the house because when she does that, she finds more things that need to be done, which go on my to-do list. So no more walking around looking for more things. Hey, there's a cobweb at the very top. It's about 40 feet up.
I thought that was my job, but okay. Well, this has been a lovely discussion of who we are and clearly who we aren't.
A dynamic duo.
And I'm sure you'll be hearing more from us, probably much more than you ever wanted to know, because we do tend to be a little too much information, a little TMI sometimes. But what you see is what you get. If nothing else, we are authentic and genuine. That is for sure.
Absolutely. All right. With that, have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to let you know how beautiful you look today.
Are you talking to me or the audience?
Well, absolutely.
All of the above.
You are beautiful today.
All of you are beautiful today. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for tuning in to Cece and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at Cece and Doc. That's CCNDOC. And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.